Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. And may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
27405.
27405.
Right.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
James Forney.
Thank you. I do have your account pulled up. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
2117 Fairbrother Street, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you. I have your account pulled up, and I show that you entered in a contest. And in doing so, hold on for one moment. And what came along with the contest was a meal plan app. It provides you with videos, tutorials, nutritional recipes, and things like that. And how can I
And
help you?
I called up less than half an hour later and canceled that. And the money hadn't been deposited back on my card.
Okay, hold on for one moment. Okay, so I do show that you called in canceled on the 1st of February. One moment. Be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, now I have the information in front of me. One moment, let me take a look at something here. Be right with you. Okay, now unfortunately, any refunds would have to come from your bank or credit card. But the representative, what she did do, they canceled out the account, so there wouldn't be any additional charges.
And it was on my PayPal card, so the thing hadn't even been processed when I talked to her. The order hadn't been processed, so I was just wondering what was taking so long to add it back to my card.
Yes, it looks like she canceled everything. Hold up for one moment. I just have to reach out to my supervisor. I'll be right with you. One moment.
All right.
Never forgotten about you, okay? One moment.
All right.
I know we do have a very strict refund policy, so I had to reach out to my supervisor. I'm just waiting for a response. One moment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
All right.
Okay, one moment.
All right.
One moment.
You're getting a lot of calls about this, aren't you?
Okay, no, not really. What made you ask that question?
Just the fact that it's taking so long to get a supervisor.
Right. Well, I wanted to reach out because there's like a protocol that we have to follow. We do have a strict refund policy, but I do show that when you, I guess, initially signed up, two of the attempted charges were declined, but then the one that processed is the one that I had a question about. But I don't know if they're in a meeting because
go ahead and ask the question.
Right, but I don't know if they're in a meeting, and I've reached out to two people. So this is what I can do. Hold on for 1 second. Let me pull this back up. One moment. Okay, this is what I can do. I'm not able to provide you with a full refund. I can at least credit 75% back to the account. I could do that for you.
75%.
Correct.
All right.
I could do that for you because it's taking them too long to answer. So if I wasn't supposed to refund it, that's just something that I'll have to deal with, but I am able to at least credit 75% back. Hold on for one moment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like you would bill $49.89. Let's see, times 75%. The amount refunded back will be $37.41.
Okay.
Okay, hold on for one moment. I just want to make sure that is processed while I have you on the line.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, and again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. You're all set.
It was not supposed to have been processed into the system anyway.
What would happen when you called in, it's notated that you didn't mention anything about a refund. So what the representative did, she just canceled out the account to make sure you wouldn't have any future charges.
Who calls back to cancel something 30 minutes or less after they ordered it and doesn't expect a refund?
Well, everybody's different.
Huh?
I said everyone is different. If you didn't request a refund, then it wouldn't be addressed. The representative just canceled out the account,
okay,
so you wouldn't
okay.
have any future charges
okay.
because it was on a recurring program.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Did it go ahead?
It did process $37.41 is going back on the card that we have on file. It's a MasterCard that ends in 5130.
No, like I said, it came off of my PayPal card.
Your PayPal card, isn't it attached to your MasterCard?
No. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care, and you have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you made $10.